looks like the job for me, so everybody just follow me, because we need a little controversy, because it feels so empty without me. I lift, motherfuckers! Yeah! Okay, I'm gonna turn this off, but I just had to jam for a minute. I had to jam for a minute, because I'm back again. Tell a friend. I'm feeling good. I survived Rona, bitches! My lung collapsed. I almost died. I had fucking my family fucking planning my funeral. It was weird, dude. It was fucking weird. My life nearly ended. And I didn't want to talk about it on my Twitter because I was basically live tweeting the whole hospital stay. But I wasn't talking about the shit that really fucked me up. Because I didn't want to be all woe is me. Because that can come off really weird. Because you guys follow me to jack off. You don't follow me to hear me bitch and moan about my illnesses. Like, I lost so many fucking followers catching Rona. But you know what? I'm okay with that. Because I'd like to imagine in my head that they're all Trump supporters. And I don't miss them. So, I know I sound very intolerant right now. But I'm not going to be tolerant of the people that are responsible for giving me Rona. Because if it weren't for... You know what? If you are an educated person, you know what I'm already going to say. And I don't have to go into it. If you're not an educated person, I suggest you look up Trump's direct connection with Rona. Because the motherfucker would lie to us repeatedly as Americans. He'd lie to us repeatedly telling us that Rona's safe. Rona's fine. It's just a flu, y'all. It was not a flu. My fucking lung collapsed. I almost died. And it freaked me the fuck out. So I'm here to talk about my survival story. And I'm going to celebrate my motherfucking life. And everyone who voted for Trump can seriously, like, go lick the inside of my mask and catch it. Like, I don't care. I'm feeling a little manic right now because this subject freaks me out. But I want to talk about it. I'm ready to talk about it, y'all. I'm ready to fucking get this out of my system because you guys should hear about this. This was crazy and I'm kind of tired of not talking about it. I don't talk about it because I didn't want the sympathy. I didn't want people to be like, oh, she's lying about Rona. You know, I didn't want people to be like triggering my ass because I was sick and I didn't need to be fucking triggered on top of it. So, let's jump into how I caught Rona and then we will segue from there. This was at the cusp of Rona. This was like at the very beginning when we didn't really understand the monster we were messing with. And it was just getting up that we had to social distance and start wearing masks and the whole nine. And I was on board with it. And I was like following protocol. But then so many things happened where I felt like it was important for me to protest. So I was going to protests, but they were like, so the thing about Boston, because that's where I'm currently residing. One of the cool things about Boston was that even at these big events, we understand Rona's a thing. So everyone's like feet away from each other, which I was down with. Like no one made any physical contact with me the whole time I was out. And frankly, I thought I was safe. I thought I was fine. I didn't think that anything was going to be a problem. But then, about a week after my last protest, I started feeling really hot. Like, my muscles were hurting, my bones were hurting, which was weird, because, you know, like, it's like a heat inside your bones. It feels like your organs are struggling to work. Like, I don't know how to describe it. It just feels like your body's fighting harder to do basic functions, and it's uncomfortable. But I didn't think much of it at the time. And then it just started getting worse. It started getting scarier. I suddenly couldn't breathe. Like, I remember bringing groceries up. I had groceries delivered from Instacart, and I was going down getting my groceries, and I suddenly couldn't breathe. From shoulder to shoulder, front and back, it felt like there was pressure, and I couldn't breathe. I really couldn't breathe. And the doctor was like, all right, I'm gonna need you to come in, but wear a mask, social distance. We're going to give you a test and everything's going to be fine. So they gave me the Q-tip test, where they basically just shove a Q-tip into my head and tell me the results. And I had to wait a few days, but I came back positive. And the doctor said, well, you know, the hospitals are all booked up, so we don't really, as long as you agree to social distance and you take care of yourself at home, you should be all right. But if your fever goes over, like, I think it was like 100 and something, call in immediately. Don't, you know, and he was like, you know, basically like, call an ambulance, don't use an Uber, and explain that you have, you know, active corona and you're self-quarantining at home. Because he was saying, like, if I have a hard time breathing, if I have a hard time with fever, that's when I should call in. And both those things hit me like a ton of bricks. I suddenly couldn't breathe at all. Like, I was at home and I wasn't even doing any extra activities or anything. I was just at home. I think I was playing a video game, I think. I can't remember. It was kind of blurry. But I just remember I couldn't breathe. And my fever got so high that I was scared. So I call an ambulance and I'm like, something's really wrong. I have Rona and I need assistance. And so they show up wearing practically fucking hazmat suits. And I'm exaggerating, but it felt very Fallout to me. And they load me up in the ambulance and they take me to the hospital. And halfway there, I feel this, I felt like my chest got smaller. I know that sounds weird. It sounds stupid. I know it's not like a real thing. Like, your chest doesn't literally shrink when this happens, but it was just like this feeling of like I was being constricted and my mass of my chest was somehow so small that I couldn't breathe. I know it sounds crazy, but it's just kind of how it felt. And in my fever, I was kind of fever dreaming that my chest got smaller. Not my breasts, mind you, my chest. And I just couldn't breathe. Turns out that in the ambulance, my lung collapsed. And I was scared, obviously. Didn't know what to do. All I could do was, you know, listen to the doctor. So I sat in a hospital bed for, about 2 weeks before they finally let me out. And, it was something. But it gave me both existential terror, but it also gave me a sense of, look who's back again. I felt very, I felt like the world was ending, but it didn't, and I lived, and that filled me with the sense of, I love life. And I didn't expect that, but then sometimes I get hit with this existential crisis of, guys, I almost died, and what does my life mean? Would anybody really care if I died? Would it matter? And it really fucked me up. It really fucked me up, and made me, like, even after I was better, I just kind of laid in bed for a minute, and I was excited and happy to be alive, but then there was this paradoxical feeling of, but why? How come I lived and other people are dying? How come there's so many people out there denying that Rona even exists? Like, do you know how hurtful that is to have people be like, oh, you're faking it? Like, motherfucker. My fucking lung collapsed. And I'm... You know what? Here's the thing, motherfuckers. I'm the kind of person that if I want your attention, I have assets to get your attention. I don't have to fake anything. I don't have to pretend. Alright, so when I tell you that Rona is fucking real and we should all be kind of fucking low-key scared, believe me. Because my fucking lung collapsed. Because I was coughing so hard. Like, I was so sick. Like, fluid was filling my lungs. I was drowning in my own fucking, you know what? Unattractive. This is a porn audio. Let's just stick to that. But, now who am I kidding? My idea of porn is convoluted and weird. My pornography is more emotional. Like, I'm bonding with you right now, am I not? Like, we're sharing something magical here. Like, I'm telling you about this existential terror that I have, and you're listening to me, and you're understanding me, and we're having this great moment. And that's the porn for me. The porn that I give you is my emotional vulnerability of me sharing myself with you in a way that I don't give this to anybody except for you. You guys got to understand that. I am a very closed, very sad person. But when I'm online, I feel validated and loved. And you guys make me feel like such a rock star. And I guess I didn't want to whine too much on my Twitter because I didn't want to scare you away. But I was scared. I was bad scared. But I made it. Guys, I made it. I didn't think I was going to, but I did. I'm still here. I'm still queer. I'm just not used to it yet. I love you guys. I love you guys. And I knew that the moment I was really starting to come together mentally and physically was going to be the day that I would get my audios done. And I did. And I I'm out of bed, but I'm not really out of bed now. I'm in bed. But metaphorically, you guys got me out of bed. Like, metaphorically, you guys got me standing up again. And I appreciate you. All you guys have to do is listen to me, but that's probably the most important thing to someone that feels invisible. I feel invisible in my real life. I feel like a plain Jane. You know, I have long dark hair, blue eyes, and I'm not gonna lie, I'm built like, you know, Rebel Wilson from Pitch Perfect. Not her now, she's too skinny right now, but I'm a thick lady, and I go so far as to say I'm fat. And men kind of look through me. Like, they don't really notice me. But when I'm here, when I'm at this mic, I'm Marilyn fucking Monroe. And I love you for that. I love the fact that you guys give me this. This is the gift that I will never be able to repay. Like, you give me a place where I can be vulnerable. Where I can act and be silly and be real. Where I can trust you guys. Like, no one has ever listened to one of my audios then used what I said against me. Because you guys, I feel like it's not, I almost said you guys love me, but you don't love me, not like that. But you guys share this exchange with me. It's a shared exchange. And I feel like you respect me because I give you guys so much. Let me get comfortable. I'm here. And I'm back because of you. I'm not going to say you guys, like, saved my life or anything like that. But, you know, guys, you guys are the reason why I'm not letting the existential terror tear me down. And instead, I'm letting myself be excited because you guys are, I know you guys are as excited for me to record as I'm excited to do it for you. And I know that. At least my fans. If you're a first-time listener, you have no idea what I'm talking about. But I have a really powerful listener base. I hate calling y'all fans because that puts a barrier between us. It makes it sound like I'm better than you. And I'm just another Joe Schmo from the streets that just likes to moan in their microphone. I like to talk to you guys and share my heart and soul with you. I like to share my stories. And I feel like it's a mutual exchange. You guys give me so much, and I want to give back, so pull your cocks out. I'm not kidding. Pull your dicks out. If your dicks are not already out, they need to be out right now. Like, I need this. It has been so long since they've made you come with something new. I want to do this for you. So we're going to do a JOI today, where I'm going to tell you what to do, and you're going to obey me because I'm mistress, okay? It's Mistress Molly to the rescue. Now get those cocks out and start stroking. I want you to start with a gentle tease. I want you to do that thing that you like. The thing where it's like a teaser. And you know what I'm talking about. Because all men have this opening move. Where they first start jacking off. And some guys like to start the base and work their way up to the head. And some guys like little strokes. I want you to do whatever it takes to get hard. Like, I want your cocks hard for me. I want them hard now. Get hard for me. Stroke it. Tease yourself. Take your free hand and touch your balls. I want you just to gently rub them. Squeeze them. Tease them. I'm touching my cunt right now, thinking about it. Although I'm not too worked up yet, because I have an idea. But when I do it, I know I'm going to get really horny and there's no going back. I'm a little nervous. But it's been a long time since I've done impact play. It's been a long time since I've really gave my tits a good torture. So while I'm telling you what to do, I'm going to be hurting myself a little bit. Nothing serious, just squeezing my nipples. I might slap my tits a few times. I might give myself a hard squeeze. But we're not focused on me right now. We're focused on you. I want you to go up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. Stroke it. Stroke it for me nice and easy, nice and slow. You feeling good? Huh? Is your cock twitching for me yet? It should be. Come on. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Stroke it faster now while I'm sitting here touching my clit with one hand and squeezing my tits with the other. I want you to pretend that's my hand on you. I want you to pretend that I'm the one stroking you, same way I'm pretending that you're the one touching me. Because right now it's your hands on my tits. It's your hands touching my wet cunt. I want you to be so satisfied and pleasured, moaning my name when you come. So, yeah, really close your eyes. Really let me in. I want you to just know it's me touching you right now, stroking it, getting it nice and ready. Because you know, if I were there right now, I'd be sitting on your cock. I'd be riding you. I think we both know that. I think we both know that I'd be riding the fuck out of your cock right now, and I want it. I want it so bad. You don't even fucking know. Just slapped my tit a little bit. Thinking about it. Thinking about you touching yourself. Knowing that it's my hand. And I want you to take my hand. I want you to go even faster. Really let yourself go. Touch that cock. Stroke it for me. Moan my name. I want you to go, oh, Molly. I want you to fucking say it out loud, audibly. Yeah. Yeah. When I tell you what to do, I want you to say, yes, Mistress Molly. Will you do that for me? Good, because you don't get a say. It's what you have to do. You must do it. You must do what I say. Because I'm in control. It's me in control of your hand right now. And I'm telling you to go faster. I'm telling you to stroke it. Oh my god, I'm telling you to get really, 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 really close. Like, I want you to get close, but not let yourself come. I want you to edge yourself just a little bit for me. Can you do that for me, baby? Could you do that for me, fucking please? Yeah. And just stroke. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Teach the head. Ah. Yeah, I want you to take your thumb and just glide over the head of your cock in a circular motion. Just tease it. Tease it while you're stroking. And take that thumb, just run it down the base, from the bottom, from the base of your cock, all the way to the head. But underneath, where all those little veins are, I want you to just play with that. Just stroke yourself, rub it really good. I want you to stroke yourself, knowing that's my fucking hand there. Yeah, yeah, feel good. I want you to feel good. Now stop. You're not allowed to come yet. You're not even allowed to tease yourself now. You have to wait. You are not to touch yourself again until I tell you to. Do you understand me? I better hear a yes, mistress. Come on. Come on, just take a finger and just tease the head. Tease it. I want to fucking know that your cock is twitching. Are you teasing it? Come on. All right. Now stroke again. You have my permission. Do it. Up and down. Up and down. Oh, so hot. God, you get me so fucking hot. You ready? When you're ready to come, I want you to imagine that you're coming all over my tits, my fat fucking tits. I want you just to come all over them. You think you can do that for me? Huh? I want you to fucking come all over me. I want to be covered in your fucking cum. Keep going, keep stroking. I'm gonna hold my mouth open while you come. I'm just gonna lick it all up. Oh, fuck. Harder. Harder. Faster. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Ah! I'm gonna come. Come with me. Come with me, please. Oh, please come with me. I'm not done. I want to keep going. You can either come with me or you can keep going. I don't care. I mean, I said that wrong. You know what I mean? I can't think. I came too hard. But I'm going to keep going. I gotta keep going. What I meant to say was, so, you know what, I don't care. It was just, fuck. I gotta keep going. If you want to masturbate with me, you can. If you want to stop here, you can. I don't care. I gotta come again. It's been so fucking long. I'm so fucking ready for mind-blowing orgasm. I just fucking come. I want to come so bad. I want to come again so bad. I really need another one. It's so sensitive. It's so fucking sensitive. I'm so wet. I'm torturing myself right now, but it feels so good. I'm gonna come again. Fuck. Oh, God, that was like my... Fuck. Oh, this is my first time coming in a really long time. Oh, shit. Well, it's the second time technically, I guess, but you know what I mean. Look. I'm ready to go to sleep now. Oh, I'm back. I'm back. It's so exciting. I love you guys. Oh, good night.